好，我们一同为今天的信息来祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们要举起救恩的杯来感谢主你的救赎大恩。
We thank you for your salvation and your grace.
你将你的独生爱子我主耶稣基督赐给我。
You send us your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
他为我们舍命。
And he died for us.
他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And his blood covered all of our sins.
所以我们可以守节心清的回到主你的面前。
So we can be clean and stand in front of, back in front of you.
来献上感恩。
And send our praise and thanks.
主啊，愿主你保守孩子的口。
Lord, please bless my mouth today.
也保守众弟兄姐妹们的心。
Also bless the heart of the brothers and sisters today.
所以我们讲的和听的都同感一灵。
So the speakers and hearers can inherit the same spirit.
使我们在主你至圣的真道上面同得造就。
So that we can be built together on your truth.
让我们在福音里面一同的欢喜快乐。
So that we can also all be peaceful and joyful in the gospel.
使一切的荣耀和颂赞都归给主你。
All the glory and thanks be with you.
保守我们今天接下来的时间。
Bless our time.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣。
And our praise and thanks is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们现在是读经的时间。我们今天的经文是腓立比书的第一章的第一到第二节。
Today's scripture is the book of Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 to 2.
然后我会读第一和第二节，大家跟我一起用中文读。然后铁明会带领大家一起用英文来读腓立比书的第一和第二节。
I'll be reading chapter verses 1 to 2. The entire congregation will read in Chinese together with me, and Tim, me, myself will be reading in English.
Okay. 好，腓立比书第一章第一、第二节，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
前面的三次讲到，我们简单介绍了腓立比教会的建立、腓立比教会的特点以及腓立比教会经历的困难。
In the previous three sermons, we gave a brief introduction about the foundation, the start of the Church of Philippines, the characteristic of the Church of Philippines, and also the challenges and difficulties it's going through.
今天我们开始正式进入腓立比书的经文。
And today we'll officially start to get into the verses of the Book of Philippines.
上一次我们讲到保罗给处于各样困难中的腓立比教会带来的得胜的秘诀，就是以基督为中心，以福音为中心的人生视角。
Last sermons, we talk about the secret that Paul gave to the Church of Philippians, which is in a lot of challenge and difficulty. That secret is a Christ-centered and gospel-centered life perspective.
整本腓立比书，保罗就是用自己的榜样来给我们展示一个以基督为中心、以福音为中心的生活模式。
This entire book of Philippians, Paul is leading by examples to show a life pattern that is centered around Christ and centered around the gospel.
因此我们也同样带着以基督为中心、以福音为中心的视角来理解腓立比书的经文。
So we should be examining the verses in Book of Philippians with the same Christ-centered and gospel-centered perspective.
这个两节经文呢就是简单的问安。
These two verses are simple greetings.
所以我给今天的标题起名为福音里的问安。
So that's why I named the title of today's sermon Greetings in the Gospel.
保罗一般都会在他的信件的开头就介绍自己是谁，写信给谁。
Paul usually just start in this letter with introductory of who he is and who this letter is to.
这种写作手法呢叫开门见山，这对于古代的信件是尤其重要的。
This kind of writing technique is called straight to the point. This is especially important for ancient letters.
因为在保罗的时代的信件啊是卷轴。一边读一边展开的。
Because the letters in Paul's day were scrolls and they gradually unfolded as they were read.
所以如果作者的名字写在最后的话，你读了半天还不知道这个信是谁写的，那就搞笑了。
So if the author's name is written at the end, it would be a bit funny if you read it for a long time and still don't know who wrote the letter.
所以这两节经文给我们提供了这封信的基本信息。
So these two verses gave us this basic information for this letter.
写信人是保罗和提摩太。
The author of the letter is Paul and Timothy.
收信人是腓立比的众圣徒和众长老执事。
The recipients are the holy, God's holy people, with the deacons and the elders, the overseers.
而保罗写信问安是奉父神和耶稣基督的名。
And Paul's greeting is in the name of the Father, the God, and Lord Jesus Christ.
这里呢，我有必要提到一个小细节，无论是写信人还是收信人，还是奉谁的名，这里呢有三对名词。
There's a small details here. No matter when it's about the author or the recipients or in whose name, there are three pair of noun.
保罗和提摩太，众圣徒和众长老执事，父神和耶稣基督。
These three pairs are Paul and Timothy, the God's holy people, and overseers and deacons, and God of our Father and Lord Jesus Christ.
经上说，信与不信的不可同负一轭。
The Bible says believers and unbelievers cannot be equally yoked.
牛和驴不能同负一轭。
And cattle and donkey cannot be equally yoked.
这个呢是圣经的原则。
This is a principle from the Bible.
因此呢，如果两个人他能够并列的放在一起作为一个集体的话呢，那么它说明两点。
If two individual, that means if two individual can be put together in a pair and be referred to as a group, it says two things about these two individual.
第一呢，这两个人是非常相似的，他们有共同点。
The first point is they must have a lot of similarity.
第二呢，这两个人在这个共同点上他们是同等。
And the second, on the similarity, they must be equal.
因此呢，他们可以作为一个整体相提并论。
That's why they can be referred to as a group.
今天呢，我们的讲道呢，就按照这个思路呢，我来分别解释这个三对名词。
In today's sermon, we'll be focusing on these three pairs following this logic.
我们先来看第一对，保罗和提摩太。
Let's look at the first pair, Paul and Timothy.
提摩太可以说是保罗最亲密的同工之一。
Timothy is one of the closest co-workers of Paul.
在哥林多后书、哥罗西书、腓利门书，还有提摩太前后书，提摩太呢都作为作者一同出现。
In the book of Second Corinthians, Colossians, Philemon, Timothy all appeared as author together.
还有帖撒罗尼迦前后书中，提摩太也在作者之列，而且呢多了希拉加进来。
Timothy is also the author in the book of Thessalonians, and also there's another author, Sila, being added in this book.
由此可见呢，提摩太大概是跟在保罗身边最久的。
So you can tell Timothy is probably one of the co-workers that stayed with Paul for the longest time.
他是保罗的属灵的儿子。
He is a spiritual son of Paul.
保罗说，但你们知道提摩太的名证，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
Paul once said this, but you know that Timothy has proven himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
古代人讲啊，上阵父子兵，一个武将呢，他在他的儿子成年之后，他会带着他一起参加战斗。
The ancient said that father and son fought together, so a general would take his son to fight with him when he became an adult.
所以儿子呢，他不但是父亲的帮助者，他也是父亲的继承者。
The son is not only a helper to the father, but also an heir.
所以保罗的工作就是提摩太的工作。
So Paul's work was Timothy's work.
保罗的信息就是提摩太的信息。
And Paul's message was Timothy's message.
保罗的使命就是提摩太的使命。
And Paul's mission was Timothy's mission.
所以因此保罗在他的这个信上署名署上提摩太是合宜的。
And hence this is fitting, therefore that Timothy, Paul's co-worker, be signed to Paul's letter.For their imperfect harmony in gospel.
因为他们在福音上是完全同心的。
Because they have the same heart in gospel.
有人就会想呢，那是不是因为加了提摩太之后，保罗就不能用使徒这个头衔了呢？
Some people may think that if you add Timothy in there, maybe Paul shouldn't be using the title of apostle anymore.
毕竟提摩太不能算狭义上的使徒。
After all, in a narrow sense, Timothy is not really an apostle.
这个答案呢是否定的，因为在哥林多后书和哥罗西书中，保罗在提到提摩太的同时，也强调了自己使徒的头衔。
The answer is no, because in the book of in the second book of Corinthians and the book of Colossians, when Paul mentioned Timothy, he actually emphasized his title of the apostle.
保罗用什么样的头衔，主要取决于这个收信人是谁。
The title that Paul used in his letter largely depends on who the recipients are.
当他写信给受异端搅扰比较严重的教会，如哥林多教会、加拉太教会的时候，他就会使用使徒的头衔。
When he wrote to the churches that were more troubled by heresies, like the church of Corinthians and the church of Galatians, he would use the title of apostle.
因为假教师为了破坏保罗的教导的时候啊，他们会说保罗根本就不是使徒。
Because when the false teacher tried to distract Paul's teachings, they will claim that Paul is no apostle at all.
保罗强调自己的使徒身份的时候，他不是为了要高举自己，而是为了要捍卫他所传的福音。
So when Paul has to emphasize his apostleship, it's not really to for the purpose of exalting himself, but it's to defend the gospel he preaches.
而在腓立比教会呢，没有人怀疑保罗的使徒身份。
But in Philippian church, it's different. Nobody doubts Paul's apostleship.
他们是最支持保罗的教会，是保罗最亲密的同工弟兄姐妹。
They are the churches that support Paul the most. They are the closest co-workers and brothers and sisters of Paul.
因此，保罗也不需要跟他们强调自己是使徒。
Thus, there is no need for Paul to emphasize his apostleship.
保罗用的是耶稣基督的仆人这个头衔。
The title Paul used is servant of Christ Jesus.
在新约中用于仆人的单词有两个。
In the New Testament, there are two words that's used to describe servant.
一个呢是 doulos, 意思是奴隶。
The first word is in Greek doulos, it means a bond servant.
另外一个词叫 diakonos, 意思是仆人。
The other word diakonos means just servant.
Diakonos 更加强调于某人忙碌于某事，或者说某人完成了某事。
The second word diakonos emphasizes more on somebody busy on something or get something done.
比如说哥林多后书三章六节，新约的执事，这里的执事的希腊文就是 diakonos.
For example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6, when it mentions minister of a new covenant,Here, the minister, the word minister, the original Greek letters is diakonos.
而 doulos 更加强调于某人完全在另外一个人的主权之下，归属于他，受他掌控。
But the emphasis on the first word, doulos, is more on someone is completely under the sovereignty or of another person, or belongs to him, and is under his control.
腓立比书一章一节这里，保罗用的就是 doulos.
In this particular verse, in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul was using the word doulos.
保罗的自我定位就是耶稣基督的仆人，或者更确切一点，奴隶。
So Paul's positioned himself as the servant of Jesus Christ, or to be more specific, the slave of Jesus Christ.
这并不单单只是针对保罗这样的使徒而言才是如此的，每个基督徒都是耶稣基督的奴隶。
This is not just special to apostles like Paul.Every Christians are bound to be a slave of Jesus Christ.
如果这一点让你感到震惊或者意外的话，说明你还不是真正意义上的基督徒。
If this statement is shocking to you, that probably means that you are still not a true Christian.
我们前面的十架载路系列反反复复的就是说明这一点。
Our previous series, the road of the narrow cross, the narrow road of the cross series, repeatedly emphasized this point.
当你背起十字架跟从主耶稣的时候，意味着你是属耶稣基督的人。
When you start to bear your cross and follow Jesus Christ, that means you belong to Jesus Christ.
那么接下来我们来看这个耶稣基督的仆人，他有三重的含义。
And then let's now examine the three different layer meanings of servants of Christ.
仆人这个是一个很卑微的身份。
Servant is a very humble status.
仆人的第一重含义呢，就是低于主人。
The first meaning when you mention servant is that it is below the master.
一般情况下呢，人不会喜欢这样的头衔。
Normally people don't like title like this.
但这里的关键是修饰这个名词的定语是什么。
But here the key is actually the modifier of this noun.
这里的定语是耶稣基督的。
The modifier here in this noun is Jesus Christ.
这个词首先定义了保罗和耶稣基督之间的关系。
The word here defines the relationship between Paul and Jesus.
关于神和人的关系上呢，教会界经常会有一些常见的错误解读。
There's a lot of false teachings about the relationship between God and human among the church.
比如说灵恩派他特别喜欢讲雅各这本书，你知道为什么？
For example, the charismatic churches specifically like to talk about the Song of Solomon. Do you know why?
因为雅各是讲爱情的。
Because the book of Song of Solomon is about love.
而所有的关系当中，夫妻的关系呢是最亲密的关系。
And among all the relationships, the relationship of husband and wife are the closest one.
创世纪的第二章二十四节讲，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
In Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以在神眼中看来啊，夫妻二人他应该是什么样的？应该是要亲如一人的。
So in God's views, husband and wife should be close, like one flesh.
所以丈夫和妻子呢，应该要像爱自己一样的爱对方。
So the husband and wife should be loving each other like loving themselves.
而除此以外呢，别的亲密关系如父母或者儿女，他再亲密呢，他都是另外一个人。
Other than this, all the other relationship, like the parents or the children's relationship, however close they are, they're still not in one flesh.
因此，灵恩派教会特别喜欢强调神和人之间的夫妻关系。
That's why charismatic church like to emphasize that the relationship between God and human is like the husband and wife relationship.
他们的基本逻辑是夫妻关系呢是最亲密的关系。
Their basic logic behind this is because this is the closest relationship.
所以他们跟神的关系呢比你们别的基督徒都更亲密。
So their relationship to God is closer compared to the other Christians to God.
但是我们再仔细想一想，彼得、保罗、约翰这些使徒，他们都称自己是耶稣基督的仆人。
But if you think carefully,All those apostles like Peter, Paul, and John, they all refer to themselves as servants of Jesus Christ.
他们好像很少这么强调跟神人之间的这种夫妻关系。
They don't normally emphasize the relationship to God like husband and wife kind of relationship.
就算是保罗提到的时候，也是讲基督和教会之间的夫妻关系，而不是讲基督和单个基督徒之间的夫妻关系。
And even when Paul mentioned this,The relationship is used to describe the relation between Jesus and the church. It's not used to describe between Jesus and an individual Christian.
不可能这些使徒他们还不如那些灵恩派的牧师吧，对不对？
It's not possible that those apostles is not as good as these charismatic pastors.
你如果意识到这一点的话呢，你就应该知道呢灵恩派的教导呢有哪里不对的地方。
And if you realize this, you should notice there's something, probably something wrong with the teaching of the charismatic churches.
还有一个段子呢，说是有的基督徒呢，他理直气壮的欺负牧师。
There was also another joke. It was saying there some Christians are bullying the pastors.
他们的理由很简单，我是神的儿子，而牧师是神的仆人。
And they're doing this for a very simple reason. They think we are the son of God, and the pastor is a servant of God.
儿子大还是仆人大呢？这个不是显而易见的吗？
It's pretty obvious that the sons are of a higher rank than a servant.
所以神的儿子欺负神的仆人是很合理的。
So it's completely reasonable for a God's son to bully God's servant.
这就是那种听起来貌似正确的歪理。
This is the kind of fallacy that sounds plausible.
这个错误的关键在于犯了一个非此即彼的认知错误。
The key to this mistake is a cognitive error of either or.
圣经中有一些看起来好像相矛盾的不同教导，其实是统一的。
There are different teachings in the Bible that may seem contradictory, but are actually unified.
因此，我们面对这些道理的时候呢，应该是同时接受，而不是接受一个否定另外一个。
And when we look at those teachings, we should be accepting both of them, not accepting one and deny the other.
比如说，自由派他们就不讲神的愤怒。
For example, the liberals don't really talk about God's wrath.
他们认为神的愤怒和神的慈爱是矛盾的。
They think God's wrath is in contradictory to with God's love, so.
所以他们就只能挑一个。
So they only need, they can only pick one.
但是呢，正统的神学呢，应该两个同时接受。
But the orthodox theology should be accepting both of the characteristics of God.
我给你打一个比方。
I'll give you another example.
神就像是一颗钻石。
God is like a diamond.
神的各种属性就像钻石的不同面。
Different characteristic of God is like different surface of a diamond.
所以这个钻石的每一个面都能够发出不同的光芒。
Every surface of the diamond can shine.
但仍然属于同一个钻石。
But they all belong to the same diamond.
同样的，每一种神人关系也对应着神的某一个名字或者头衔。
Similarly, every type of God and human relationship also correspond to a title or a name of God.
也像是钻石上面的不同面。
It's also like different surfaces of a diamond.
比如说，神是创造主、救赎的主、审判的主。
For example, God is the creator, is the Lord of the salvation, is also the God of the judgment.
神是供应我们一切需要的神，也是医治我们的神，也是保护我们的。
God supplied everything we needed, also he healed us, and he is also our protector.
神是父亲，是老师，是朋友。
He's our father, our teacher, and also our friend.
所以每一种神人关系，它帮助我们认识神的某一个方面。
So every type of relationship between human and God actually help us to know an aspect of God.
所以各种关系统一起来才是真正的神人关系。
All of this relationship combined together is what the true human God relationship look like.
因此呢，是不应该将这两种关系放在一起去比较，而得出轻看神的仆人这样一个可笑的错误结论。
And therefore, one should not compare two relationships together and draw such a ridiculous conclusion of believing God's servant.
事实上，主仆关系是最基本的神人关系。
And as a matter of fact, the master-servant relationship is the most basic relationship between God and human.
神是创造主，人是受造物。
God is the creator, and human is creation.
受造物是永远不可能变成创造主的。
Its creation can never become a creator.
这二者是有本质的区别。
There's basic fundamental differences between the two.
而人堕落的起头呢，就是想要和神同等。
But the beginning of man's fall is the desire to be equal to God.
但受造物是不可能像神一样自存永存的。
But it's not possible for creation to be self-existing eternally like God.
人的存在是要依赖于神所创造的这个物质世界。
The existence of human depends on the material world that God created.
并归根结底是要依靠于神的。
And after all, it depends on God.
这个是不可否认的事实。
This is an undeniable fact.
但悖逆的人类为了要假装自己像神一样自主独立，不用依靠任何外在事物的时候，就会故意逃避和否认这个事实。
But the rebellious human want to pretend that they are self-sustained, independent like a god. They don't need to depend on any external stuff. So they will be unpurposely denying and escaping from this fact.
人类的文化当中处处可见这样的悖逆的印记。
You can see this kind of a rebellious mark across human culture.
比如说《西游记》里面这个孙悟空的外号齐天大圣，这个就是一个悖逆神的称号。
For example, in the Journey to the West, the Monkey King's nickname is the Great that is equal to heaven. This is a title that is very rebellious to God.
又比如说许多人他自我修炼为了要达到天人合一的境界，也是出于同样的一种罪，就是妄图要与神同等。
Another example is that many people practice themselves in order to achieve the state of harmony between man and heaven. This is also because of the same kind of sin, that is to try to be equal to God.
因而人守住自己为人的本位呢，就是承认我们自己是处于一个低于神、从属于神，并且倚靠神的地位上。
So the original status or the position of a human being need to be admitting.That human is below God and is dependent on God.
这个是最基本的神人关系。
This is the most basic human-God relationship.
若没有这一点的人，他就是一个悖逆神的人。
And if one does not acknowledge that, he is a rebellious people.
他跟神的良好关系是无从谈起的。
There is no foundation to build a healthy relationship with God.
所以当保罗说他是耶稣基督的仆人的时候，首先表示他是低于耶稣基督的，因为耶稣基督是神，保罗是人，这是他理所当然的立场。
So when Paul mentioned himself as the servant of Jesus Christ, this is saying that he is below Jesus Christ because Jesus is the Lord, is a God, and Paul is a human, so this is his natural position.
其次呢，这句话表明他是从属于耶稣基督的。
And the second point, this title also referred to him as the one that's belonged to Jesus Christ.
佛教徒不会说他们是属释迦牟尼的。
The Buddhists don't say they belong to Shakyamuni.
穆斯林也不说他们是属于穆罕默德的。
The Muslims doesn't say they belong to Muhammad.
但是我们基督徒说我们是属基督的。
But the Christians say that we belong to Jesus.
这个属基督什么意思呢？就是属于他的意思。
And that simply just means belong to Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书的六章十九二十节，我给大家读。保罗说：“岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里面里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。”
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price.So glorify God in your body.
为什么保罗在这里要说你们不是自己的人呢？
Why does Paul say you are not your own?
这里的上下文保罗在说要远避淫行。
The context of the scripture is Paul was teaching about fleeing from sexual immorality.
他是说基督徒是没有权柄滥用自己的身体的。
He was saying that Christian does not have the authority to abuse their own body.
因为基督徒是属于基督的，是基督用他的宝血买赎回来的。
Because Christians belong to Christ, and the Christians are is bought from by Christ with His blood.
有一些国内的基督徒会说啊，基督徒你不要说属牛属羊，要说自己是属基督的。
Some of the Chinese Christians may have teachings like Christians shouldn't be talking about their Chinese zodiac.Because the word sounds like belong to when you speak to the Chinese zodiac. Just say that you belong to Christ.
这个纯属多余的假属。
And this is really a redundant and false spiritual requirement.
十二生肖里面的属牛属羊，它只是一个文化层面的概念，并无从属的概念。
And the Chinese zodiac is just a cultural concept. It doesn't mean belong to anything.
和基督徒的属基督是完全不同的两码事。
It's completely different from Christian's saying of that they belong to Christ.
这种貌似正确的人造规条啊，其实和法利赛人的人造律法是一回事。
This seemingly correct man-made rule outside the Bible is actually the same as the man-made laws of the Pharisees.
它不是中性的，而是有害。
It's not neutral. It is harmful.
因为他用了不是出于圣经的道理去辖制他人的良心。
Because it tries to apply non-biblical constraints on people's conscience.
这个是冒犯神的。
It's offensive to God.
而人是有假冒为善的这个宗教情操的，容易倾向于去搞这些事。
And people have this hypocritical religious sentiments and they are prone to engage in this kind of thing.
我想起来母亲节的时候呢，就会出现很多朋友圈孝子在朋友圈庆祝自己的母亲节日快乐。
In the Mother's Day, there's a lot of dutiful sons of social media. They greet their mother a happy holiday in their social media.
这个是很虚伪的。
This is pretty hypocritical.
因为你爱你母亲的话，你就去探望她，给她买礼物或者给她电话。
If you really truly love your mother, you go visit her. You buy her some gift or just call her.
而在社交媒体上发纯属作秀。
While posting on social media is just purely for a show.
后来我看见一句评语呢，特别印象深刻。
And then I saw a very impressive comment.
他是这么说的。
He says,
少气你妈比啥都强。
Don't annoy your mom. This is better than anything.
我想对于一个真正爱神的基督徒也是一样。
I think this is the same for a true God-loving Christian.
少胡解圣经比啥都强。
Don't make up explanations for Bible. It's better than anything.
一个属基督的人，他是被基督宝血买赎的人。
A people who are belong to Christ is bought by Christ's precious blood.
因而从罪中得到了释放。
And hence he is released from the sin.
保罗在罗马书六章十八节他说：“你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。”
Paul said this in Romans chapter 6 verses 18 that having been set free from sin have become slaves of righteousness.
从罪里的释放和成为义的奴仆，这是同一件事情的两个角度。
Set free from sins and become slave of righteousness is the same thing from two different angles.
它就像是一个开关，它不是处于打开就是合上的状态。
It's like a switch. It's either on the status on or off.
人不是义的奴仆就是罪的奴仆。并无其他状态。
The humans are either slave of righteousness or slave of sins. There's no other status.
这个使人从罪的奴仆变成义的奴仆的这个 事件呢，就是人从圣灵重生。
And the events that turn people from the slave of sins to the slave of righteousness is the reborn by the Spirit.
这个呢是神的工作。
This is God's work.
罗马书的六章十九节说：“我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。”
In Romans 6:19, I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitation. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification.
我们刚才讲过，重生是神的工作。
We were talking about that the reborn by the Spirit is a work of God.
那么保罗接着在讲到成圣的过程当中人的责任。
And then Paul immediately started to talk about the responsibility of human in the process of sanctification.
就是将肢体献给义做奴仆。
That is to present your members as slaves to the righteousness.
也就是说，虽然基督徒客观上是耶稣基督宝血买赎回来的，但是同时基督徒是心甘情愿的做基督的奴仆，而不是被迫的。
That is saying, even though on the subjective matters that the Christians are indeed bought by Jesus Christ's blood, but also Christians are willingly to become a servant of Christ.
也许你会问，会不会有例外的情况呢？
You may want to ask, is there any exemption?
不会的。
There's not going to be any.
因为重生的基督徒的特点就是爱基督，心甘情愿地服侍他，高举他，荣耀他。
Because the mark of a truly reborn Christian is to love Jesus Christ and to be willingly to serve Him, exalt Him, and glorify Him.
生命记的十五章十二到十八节有一个关于释放奴隶的律法。
In Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 to 18, there is a law that is about releasing a slave.
当一个希伯来人他成为奴隶侍奉六年之后，他的主人也是希伯来人，应该在第七年释放他，并且赐给他很多的礼物。
This is saying that if a Hebrew become a slave and after serving his master for 6 years, his master, who is also a Hebrew, should release him on the 7th year and give him a lot of gift.
除非一种情况，就是这个奴隶呢，他很爱他的主人，而且他也觉得在他主人家待得很好。
But there is one exception in this law, that is, if this slave really loves his masters and feel like it's really good staying in the house of this master.And he is not willing to leave.
所以呢，他就不愿意离开，愿意永远做他主人的奴隶。
And he want to be his master's slave forever.
这个时候呢，他的主人呢就要把他带到这个门边，用锥子给他的耳朵上给他钉个耳洞。
At this time, the master should take him to the door and use an awl to pierce his ears, and he will be his slave forever.
他就永远做他主人的奴隶了。
And he will be his slave forever.
这个耳洞呢，表示耳朵的开通，这个是顺服主人的标记。
This pierced ear symbolized opening the ear. It's a symbol for obeying to the master.
这个爱主人的奴隶呢，正是预表基督徒心甘情愿的做基督的奴隶。
This slave that loves his master is also symbolizing a Christian who is willingly loving and serving to his God, to his Lord.
哥林多前书九章十九节，保罗说：“我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。”
In First Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19, Paul says, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them."
保罗因为爱拯救他的主耶稣，他就心甘情愿的背着十字架跟随主。
Because Paul loved his Lord Jesus Christ, he willingly carried the cross and followed the Lord.
又因为爱主耶稣的缘故，他心甘情愿地服侍众人。
And for the sake of loving his Lord, he has willingly served all the other.
那么我们接着来看这个耶稣基督仆人的这个第三个层面的含义。
And then now let's examine the third layer of the meaning of being a servant of Christ.
这个第三个层面呢，表示呢这个仆人他是代表耶稣基督的。
The third layer of the meaning is that this servant is representing Jesus Christ.
真正的传道人像保罗这样的，他不是人的仆人，他不看人的眼色行事。
A true preacher like Paul is no servant of human. He does not act to please people.
甚至呢，他也不是某某教会、某某机构的仆人，目标要将他的组织做大做强。
He's not even the servant of any organizations, with the goal of making the organization bigger and stronger.
他是，而且单单是耶稣基督的仆人。
He is only the servant of Jesus Christ.
他单单是要讨耶稣基督的喜悦。
He only want to please Jesus Christ.
因为他是要代表基督传递信息的。
Because he represents Jesus Christ to send his message.
他要忠于他的使命。
And this is his mission that he needed to be faithful to.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章第四节，保罗说：“但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。”
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 4, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts.
耶稣基督的仆人，这是个荣耀的称号。
Servant of Jesus Christ is a very glorified title.
这个是传道人可以获得的最高评价。
This is the highest rating a preacher can get.
如果一个传道人他没有这样的身份认同的话，他是不会在神的话语上忠心的。
If a preacher doesn't have this kind of identity, he won't be faithful on God's word.
现在的教会界，瞎子领路的假教师是很多的。
In the current church world, there is a lot of false teachers like blinds leading the way.
传讲假教义的假教师是很容易认。
False teachers who preach false doctrines are easy to spot.
因为他们的错都在系统神学的层面。
Because their fallacies are all at the level of systematic theology.
而另外一种隐蔽的多的假教师，他们不传讲错误的教义，他们只是用属肉体的方法来运作教会。
But there is another type of false teacher that is more hidden. They don't preach false doctrines, but they just use a flesh way to run the church.
用属世界的信息来喂养教会。
They feed the church with the message of the world.
他们的错误呢，显露在应用的层面，是隐蔽的多的。
Their mistakes are only exposed at the application level. It's much more hidden.
如果说第一种假教师是给教会喂毒的话，第二种假教师就是给教会喂白开水，把教会饿死。
If the first kind of false teacher is feeding the church with poison, then the second kind of teacher is feeding the church with nothing, just water, to starve the church.
有大量的神学院在大量的培养这第二种的假教师。
There's a lot of seminary who is growing the second type of false teachers in massive amount.
他们说把牧师称为神的仆人会让人轻看教会的。
Some of their teachings claim that if you call a pastor a servant of a God, then people might look down upon church.
所以他们建议呢，不要以仆人自居，而要以领袖自居。
So they suggest don't call yourself a servant, but call yourself a leader.
所以属灵领袖的称号呢，就替代了神的仆人的称号。
So the title of spiritual leader replaced the title of God's servant.
传道人的训练不再叫工人训练，而叫领袖训练。
And the training of the preachers is no longer called training of the co-workers, but trainings of the leader.
这样的人，他毕业之后呢，他来率领教会的时候，他不是来做仆人的，他是要来做经理的。
Such kind of preachers, after they graduate from the seminary, they are not really come to the church to be a servant. They come to be a manager.
他用属世界的经营理念来运作教会。
They will run the churches with a word business philosophy.
这真是可憎。
This is very pitiful.
他去开布道会的时候，他的名号上会有一大堆的头衔，某某博士，某某总裁。
When this kind of person go to a sermon or go to a conference, his title usually come along with a lot of different like doctors or executives or whatever.
这些东西呢，都是保罗所丢弃掉的粪土。
These are the things that Paul discarded.
他们是世上的荣耀，是有光环的，毫无疑问。
They are glory from the world. There is halo come with it. There's no doubt.
但是当你在开布道会的时候，你的最荣耀的光环是耶稣基督的仆人。
But when you are preaching, you are in the conference preaching, your most glorious halo is the servant of Jesus Christ.
或者你低调点，你称呼牧师或者传道也可以。
Or if you want to be more low-key, your most important title should be just a pastor or a preacher.
能够代表耶稣基督来传递信息，这个是人类可以获得的最荣耀的使命。
To be able to deliver a message on behalf of Jesus Christ is the most glorious mission a human being can have.
不明白这个道理的人要来带领别人，那可真是瞎子领路啊。
One who don't understand it and try to be a leader of the others is really just blind people leading the way.
不要以为我在小题大论。
I'm not just really making a big fuss out of it.
要知道一个人如何定位自己将决定他的人生观，将决定他如何度过他的一生。
You need to know that how a people position himself will determine the outlook of his life and determine how he will spend his life.
而一个传道人怎么定位自己将决定他的事工的方向。
And how a preacher defined himself or identified himself is going to determine the mission, the direction of his mission.
一个以世上的荣耀为荣耀的传道人，他是不会看重做传道的荣耀的。
A preacher who really likes the glories from the word is not gonna take the glories of preaching seriously.
他也不会看重忠心持守神的话语的纯正。
He's also not gonna take maintaining the purity of God's word seriously.
而那恰恰说明他没有门招做传道。
And that just is saying that this guy really doesn't have the calling to be a preacher.
而一个没有门招做传道的人，他来做传道的话，他很容易成为魔鬼的仆人。
And if someone doesn't have the calling and still want to be a preacher, then this type of person is very easy to become servant of the demon.
有很多人纠结于有没有全时间传道。
Many people are entangled in the idea of a full-time evangelism.
我有一个师兄，他也上过神学院，但他并没有全职传道。
There's a brother of mine who also went to the seminary, but he never became a full-time missionary.
他心里耿耿于怀，说神没有给他这样的机会。
And he can't get over this. He keeps saying that God didn't give him the opportunity.
我认为这个根本不是full-time or not, 根本不是问题。
I don't think this is really a problem.
重要的是你有没有门招做传道。
I think the important thing here is whether you really do have a calling to be a preacher.
以及你讲道的时候有没有忠心。
And whether you are faithful when you do the preaching.
有呼召的话，没有机会你都会创造机会来传讲信息。
If you really do have the callings, you will create opportunities to preach the message.
而且是忠心的传讲。
And you will do it faithfully.
即便是兼职的传道人，同时还打工养活自己和家人，这并不可耻。
And even though you're just a part-time preacher, you have to still work and feed your family. There's no shame in that.
而没有呼召的人，他就算混成全职传道人的话，他会成为许多人的祸害。
What's really shameful is if a person without calling but become a full-time preacher, he will be harmful to a lot of different people.
那才是可耻。
That is truly shameful.
所以真假传道的区别不是在于时间上。
So the difference is between the true and false preacher is not really on the matter of time.
而是有没有属天的呼召。
But it's on whether you have the calling or not.
有没有忠实的传讲福音的信息。
And whether you are faithfully preaching the message.
我自己现在还是一个兼职的传道。
I myself is still a part-time preacher.
我说这些不是给我自己找借口。
I'm not looking for excuses for myself.
而是神安排的时间还没有到。
It's just God's time hasn't come yet.
神许可的话呢，我盼望能够尽早的转成全职。
If God permits, I want to be a full-time preacher as early as possible.
好，我们接下来看第二对众圣徒和众长老执事。
And now let's examine the second pair of nom. That's God's holy people, overseers and deacons.
保罗的收信人是众圣徒。
The recipients of God's letter is God's holy people.
这里呢，圣徒的这个词啊 ，hagios 作为名词用的时候就是圣徒。
The word here, the original Greek word here, hagios, when it's used as nom, it means God's holy people.
作为形容词用的时候就是圣洁。
And when it's used as an adjective, it means holy.
圣洁是什么意思呢？
What does holy mean?
圣洁的意思就是归神为圣。
Holy means consecrated to God.
我来具体解释一下。
I'll explain it a little bit more.
比如说皇帝专用的厨子。叫做御厨。
For example, the emperor's special cook is called the imperial cook.
皇帝专用的马叫御马。
The emperor's house is called imperial house.
专门归皇帝用的就叫御什么东西。
Whatever that is special to the emperor is usually just called imperial something.
同理，专门归属于神的就叫圣什么。
And with that same logic, if anything that belongs to God, that is holy something.
比如说神的话语叫做圣经。
For example, God's word is called the Holy Bible.
神的殿叫做圣殿。
God's temple is called the Holy Temple.
神的子民叫圣徒。
And God's people is just called God's holy people.
属于神的就是圣洁。
If it belongs to God, that means it's holy.
人们所理解的圣徒呢，是特别完美、道德特别高尚的人。
The common conceptions of holy people is perfect person with high morals.
天主教呢，给一些伟大的基督徒进行封圣，在他们死后呢，追封他们为圣人。
The Catholic Church canonized some great Christians. They canonized them as saints after their death.
这个和中国古代的这个皇帝给孔子追封为孔圣人有什么区别呢？
How is this different from the ancient Chinese emperor who bestowed upon Confucius the title of Confucius Sage?
人是没有资格来追封一个死人为圣人的。
People are not qualified to canonize a dead man as a saint.
这个不是圣经中圣徒的观念。
This is not what saints or holy people means in the Bible.
圣经中的圣徒就是属基督的人。
Holy people in the Bible means people that belong to Christ.
最典型的例子呢是哥林多前后书。
The most typical examples are in the book of Corinthians, chapter first and second book of Corinthians.
哥林多教会呢是问题多多。
The church of Corinthians has a lot of problems.
但是保罗看他们不是看到一群大有问题的人，而是看到一群属基督的人。
But Paul doesn't see them as a group of people who has a lot of problems, but he sees them as a group of people who belong to Christ.
因此保罗称呼他们为圣徒。
And that's why Paul still refers to them as God's holy people.
前面呢，我们讲到呢，基督徒是属基督的，是基督的仆人，是讲到呢，基督徒的归属和职分。
We were previously talking about Christians belong to Christ.Is a servant of Christ. This is talking about the identity of the belongings of Christians. The roles and functions of Christians.
同时，基督徒是圣洁的，是圣徒，这个是基督徒的位分。
At the same time, Christians are holy, are God's holy people. This is talking about the identity of Christians.
这里呢，保罗用了三个介词 preposition 来形容众圣徒。
Here, Paul used three different prepositions to describe God's holy people.
介词是什么意思呢？就是用来形容一个东西在什么时间，或者在什么地点，或者在什么状态，或者在什么类别。
So a preposition is usually used to describe a certain things in a certain time or location or status or category.
比如说在山上啊，或者在周日啊，或者在梦里啊，等等。
For example, on the mountain, at the weekend, in the dream.
这里呢，形容众圣徒的这个三个介词啊，第一个呢是在基督里。
The three prepositions here that is used to describe the God's holy people. The first one is in Christ.
一个在基督里的人，他才是圣徒。
One has to be in Christ to be God's holy people.
约翰福音的十四章第六节，主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里。”
In John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
人要怎么样才能够在基督里呢？
How can a person be in Christ?
被圣灵重生而信靠耶稣基督的人就是在基督里。
Reborn through the Spirit and believe in Jesus Christ are those who are in Christ.
形容圣徒的第二个介词呢，是在腓立比的。
And the second preposition used in this noun is in Philippi.
这就将收信人的范围限定在腓立比的基督徒。
This narrowed that the recipients to the Christians in Philippi.
第三个介词是与长老们和执事们在一起的。
And the third preposition is with the overseers and the deacons.
这里的中文翻译呢是不太准确的，把长老们和执事们翻译成了与众圣徒并列的宾语。
Here the Chinese translation is not very accurate. It's the translation make you feel like the overseers and deacons are in parallel with the God's holy people.
这样的话呢，就丢失了一些信息。
We actually lost some information if we translate like this.
因为众圣徒已经把长老和执事都包括在内了，那么专门提到他们是因为他们是更高级的基督徒吗？
Because the term God's holy people have already included the overseers and the deacons. And why mention the overseers and deacons specifically? Is it because you're higher ranking Christians?
不是这样的。
It's not.
这样就无法传递出来原来要表达的 意思。
This is, translation is not delivering the original meaning it's trying to express.
从希腊文的语法来看呢，是很清楚，没有歧义的。
From the original Greek grammar, this sentence is actually very clear. There's no ambiguity.
与长老们和执事们一起的这个介词呢，是用来形容众圣徒。
The prepositions with the elders and with the overseers and deacons is used to describe the God's holy people.
那么我们很自然的问题同样又来了，为什么要提到长老们和执事们呢？
The natural question is why mention the overseers and deacons?
为何要强调和他们同在的众圣徒呢？
Why emphasize the holy God's holy people that's with them?
所以要解答这个问题的话，我们首先要解答长老和执事都是干什么。
To answer that question, we first have to know what's the responsibility of the overseers and the deacons.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第六章的第一到第四节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 4.
我给大家读一下。那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
This is Acts 6:1-4. Now in this days, when the disciples were increasing in numbers, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews.Because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve table. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of spirit and wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
当时呢，教会里有些小纠纷，需要有人出来负责办一些管理饭食的事情。
In this verse, there were some small conflicts in the church. We need to set aside some people to be responsible for serving the table.
因此呢，使徒们就建议教会专门选一批人出来负责这一些管理的事情。
So the apostles selected certain people and suggested that the church select a group of people to be in charge of this kind of thing.
这些人呢，就具体负责教会日常运作的某一个事工。
So these people are in charge of a very specific type of work in the daily church operation.
这些人呢，就叫做执事。
And these are the deacons.
这正是我们前面提到的另外一个表达仆人的名词 ，diakonos.
Remember another word that we mentioned to describe a servant, diakonos. This is exactly that word.
而使徒们是教会的长老，
But, and the apostles are the overseers of the church.
他们的专职工作就是祈祷和传道。
And their responsibility is to pray and preach.
但是执事其实也可以讲道啊。
A deacon can also preach.
斯提凡的讲道的能力其实是相当强的。
For example, Stephen is actually pretty good at preaching.
那么长老的职分是传道，他有什么特别的地方吗？
And what's special about the responsibility of the overseers?
这里的重点在于长老是负责守护信条的。
The key here is the overseer is in charge of guard the creed.
为什么腓力去撒玛利亚传福音的时候，教会需要派彼得和约翰过去查看呢？
When Philip went to preach in Samaria, why does the church need to send Peter and John to check on him?
为什么保罗宣教回来有很大的来自犹太教的搅扰的时候？长老们要召开耶路撒冷大会来探讨这些问题呢？
And why when Paul comes back from his mission work and when there is a lot of disturbance from the Jewish teachings, the overseers need to hold the Jerusalem Congress to discuss this problem?
因为长老们负责守护教会的韧性和教会的边界。
Because the overseers is responsible for protecting the church's confession and defining the boundary of the church.
我们说教会是基督的身体。
We often said that the church is the Christ's body.
那么长老们就像是基因，他们负责携带正确的物种信息。
And in this analogy, then the overseers is like genes. They are responsible for carrying the correct information of the species.
使得这个身体的新陈代谢呢能够正常。
and to keep the body's metabolism to normal.
而执事们就像是身体的器官，每一个器官都负责某项具体的功能。
And the deacons are just like different organs of the body. Each of the organs is responsible for a very specific function.
执事是会众们选出来，而长老们认证的。
Deacons are selected by the, from the congregation and is certified by the overseers.
而长老们不是由会众选出来的，他们是由上一代的长老们通过寻求神的心意而选出来的。
But the overseers are not selected from the congregation. They are appointed by the prior overseers through seeking God's will.
执事如果败坏了，还有办法修复，可以换一个。
So if a deacon corrupted, there is still a way to repair it. You can always just replace one.
但是如果长老败坏了，是很不容易修复，不那么容易换掉或者让他悔改的。
It's not going to be as easy if an overseer corrupted. It's less. It's very difficult to just change it or have him repent.
因此，长老和执事相提并论的时候，就是代表教会。
So when you refer to the overseers and deacons together in the pair, this is really referring to the church.
保罗说，与长老和执事在一起的圣徒，就是指的是委身于教会的圣徒。
So when Paul says the God's holy people with the overseers and deacons, this is referring to the saints or the holy people that's committed to the church.
整个教会呢是作为一个整体，一同领受神的信息，也一同领受祝福的。
The entire church received the blessings and the messages from God as the entirety.
换一句话说，一个游离于教会之外，不委身于一个地方教会的基督徒，他要么不是真基督徒，要么他错过很多的祝福。
In the other word, if a Christian does not commit to a specific local church, it's likely that they are not either not true Christian or they are just missing out a lot of blessings.
所以保罗呢，他在这个问安里面呢，他就同时覆盖到了我们所说的基督信仰的个人性和群体性的两个方面。
So in this way, in Paul's greeting, he actually covered both the personal and the corporate aspect of the Christianity.
基督信仰不是一个讲究个人主义的信仰。
Christian belief is not an individualism belief.
如果有不明白为什么我们需要委身在一个地方教会的基督徒，欢迎收听十架载录系列的21-26讲关于教会的讲道。
If you don't understand why a Christian must commit to a local church, you're welcome to look up our prior sermon, the Cross and Narrow Road series. The specific topics is covered in the 21-26 of that series.
最后呢，我们来看这个第三对，就是父神与耶稣基督。
And last, let's examine the last pair, God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul said, grace and peace to you from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ.
对比于一般犹太人的问安，保罗的这个问安呢，它有两个特别的地方。
Compared to normal Jewish greetings, there are two different aspects in Paul's greeting.
一方面呢，犹太人在问候别人的时候呢，一般会说 shalom.
On the first aspect, when Jewish greet others, they usually say shalom.
意思是愿你平安。
It means may you have peace.
那么谁是赐下平安的那一位呢？
But who is the one that gave peace?
当然是神嘛。
Of course, it's God.
那保罗把耶稣基督和父神相提并论是什么意思呢？
And what does Paul mean when he refers to God and Jesus Christ in parallel?
意思是很清楚的，耶稣基督是与父神同等。
It's pretty clear. It means that Jesus Christ is equal with God Father.
保罗在强调耶稣基督的神性。
Paul is emphasizing Jesus' divinity.
耶稣基督和父神一起是恩惠和平安的赐予者。
Jesus Christ, together with God the Father, is the one that gave out grace and peace.
另外一方面呢，犹太人在他们是有神满有恩惠这样的观念。
On the other hand, Jewish people do have the concept of God is gracious.
但是在他们的问候中很少有说祝你得恩惠这样的说法。
But in their greetings, it's very rare for them to say, may you have grace.
诗篇23:6中的恩惠呢，其实就是透希伯来文好的意思。
In Psalm chapter 23:6, it mentions a word grace. The actual Greek word is tov. It actually means good.
而希腊文中的这个恩惠这个词啊，叫是 kalis。
But the Greek word grace in Greek is charis.
这个词在希腊文中来自于词根 chara， 意思是喜乐。
It comes from the Greek word chara, means joyful.
Charis 呢，它是用来表示呢神赐下的恩赐。
The word charis is used to represent the grace that's given from God.
那么古代希腊人观念中的神，当然是指希腊神话中的那些假神。
The god in the idea of the ancient Greece, of course, is referring to this false god in the Greek culture.
因此，使徒们在写圣经的时候，他借用了一些文化中原来有的概念的同时，他给他赋予了新的意思。
So when the apostles write the gospel, write the Bibles, they borrowed some of the existing cultures, the existing concept from certain cultures, but are giving the word a new meaning.
这个呢，其实也正是文化使命的一部分。
This is part of the cultural mission.
因此，保罗在使用这个 charis 的时候呢，他更多的是强调了这个恩典呢是白白得来的。
So when Paul used the word charis, he's really emphasizing that this grace is free.
是从神所赐下来的。
It's given from God.
因此呢，保罗的这个问安啊，它是一个希伯来风格再加上一个希腊风格的混合式的问安。
So Paul's greeting is a mix of the Hebrew and Greek greetings.
这个是值得注意的。
This is worth notice.
他为什么要如此的不一样呢？
Why his greeting was so special?
这个答案很简单。
There's a simple answer to it.
因为没有这白白的救赎的恩典的话，是没有平安可言的。
Because if there is no free saving grace, there is no foundation to peace.
而这个正是基督信仰的核心。
And this is the core of the Christianity.
以赛亚书48:22，耶和华说：“恶人必不得平安。”
In Isaiah chapter 48:22, there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked.
诗篇的第9:17说：“恶人就是忘记神的外邦人，都必归到阴间。”
And in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall return to show.All the nations that forget God.
圣经中所说的恶人，不是杀人放火的才叫恶人，而是那些忘记神的人。
When Bible says wicked, it doesn't really just refer to those murderers or arsonists. It's really the people who forget about God.
也就是说，世人的本来的状态，就是在一个与神为仇敌，死后要被丢到地狱里面去的。
That is saying the original status of the people from the world is in hostility with God, and after death will need to be thrown to the hell.
所以如果你得罪了一个很强大很有势力的人，他要找你算账，你紧张不紧张？
So if you offended a very powerful person and he is seeking revenge, are you nervous?
当然是紧张的。
And you should be nervous.
而神是最强大最有势力的。
And God is the most powerful.
人处于与他为敌的状态下面，怎么可能会有平安？
How could a person ever have peace if it's in hostility with God?
世人虽然不都明白这些属灵的真相，但是他灵里是感知得到这种跟神为仇敌的敌对状态。
Not everyone from the world really know those spiritual truths, but deep down in his heart, in his spirit,He can sense this status of hostility to God.
但是神差他的独生爱子耶稣基督来为世人的罪而死在十字架上，是为了要叫那一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But God sent His only begotten Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for the sins of the world, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
因为人的罪的工价就是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
而耶稣基督用他自己的生命为罪人的罪付上了赎价。
And Jesus Christ paid the price for the sinners with his own life.
所以一个相信耶稣基督的罪人，他的罪债就还清了。
A sinner who believes in Jesus Christ has his debt paid.
他的罪担就脱落了。
And then he's released from the burden of sin.
他就从灭亡的结局下面被拯救出来了。
And saved from the doomed destiny.
因为相信耶稣基督，这个罪人他不再是神的仇敌了。
And through believing in Jesus Christ, this sinner is no longer an enemy of the God.
他现在是神的儿女。
But become the children of God.
哥罗西书一章的二十节，保罗说：“既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。”
In Corinthians, Paul said this in Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
保罗非常强调与神和好的道理。
Paul emphasized a lot with the idea of reconciling with God.
而与神和好正是平安的根基。
And reconciliation with God is the foundation of peace.
不靠着耶稣基督的恩惠，就没有别的办法可以与神和好。
There is no other way to reconcile with God except through Jesus' grace.
而没有与神和好的人，就不可能有真正的平安。
And there cannot be true peace for an individual who is not reconciled with God.
所以，一个重生得救的基督徒，他结出的第一个生命的果子就是平安。
So the first fruit in the life of a truly reborn Christian is peace.
不平安是不信主之人的标记。
Restlessness or without peace is a mark of unbeliever.
而属天的平安正是属基督的人的标记。
And heavenly peace is the mark of the people who belong to Christ.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们以及慕道的朋友们，我邀请你们来自我省察一下。
My dear brothers and sisters and all the seekers, I invite you for the in this self-examination.
我心里面有平安吗？
Do I have peace in my heart?
我与那一位至高的神、大有威荣的大君王，我跟他和好了吗？
Am I reconciled to the supreme God, the majestic King?
最后，我们来总结一下。
And let's summary to this message.
腓立比书第一章的第一、第二节介绍了这本书的基本信息。
In the first verse, the first two verses of the book of Philippians, chapter 1, it gave a basic introduction, basic information of this book.
保罗和提摩太这两位属基督的耶稣基督的仆人写信给腓立比的同在基督里的委身于教会的众圣徒。
The servant of Christ, the Paul and Timothy who belong to Christ is writing to the holy people, God's holy people who are committed in Christ, the churches in Philippi.
祝愿他们在基督里面得享平安。
And he is blessing them to have grace in Christ.
因此我把讲道的标题取名为福音里的问安。
So I named the title to this sermon, Greetings in the Gospel.
最后呢，我也借用保罗的话向弟兄姐妹们问安。
And at last, I also want to greet the brothers and sisters with Paul's word.
愿恩惠和平安从神我们的父并耶稣基督归于你。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
在这父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们真的是何等的感恩。
We are so thankful.
我们本来都是与主你为仇敌的，都是当灭亡的人。
We were all previously in hostile with you and doomed to perish.
但你竟然爱我们这样的罪人。
But you loved sinners like us.
你差派你的独生爱子，我主耶稣基督来拯救我们这些罪人。
You sent your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save our sinner, us sinners.
他用他的宝血来洗净我们的一切的罪。
He washed all of our sin with his precious blood.
平息了父神的愤怒。
And calmed your wrath.
使我们如今不再是神的仇敌，而是成为父神的儿女。
So that we are no longer the enemy of God the Father, but become the children.
我们也领受了圣灵。
We also inherited the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们心里面印证我们是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit in our heart affirmed that we are children of God.
我们从内心的深处向主你呼喊。
We shout from you deep in our heart.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，愿主你使用我们。
May you use us.
去向众人来传讲主你的福音。
So that we can preach your messages to all the people.
愿万民都回到你的面前。
May all the kingdoms and people come back in front of you.
向主你承认耶稣基督是主。
To acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
愿主你帮助我们。
May you help us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our praise and thanks is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.